This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Multinational garment manufacturing companies cannot be trusted to police their global supply chains by themselves. That was the message given delegates attending the International Labour Organization conference in Geneva this week. The message concerning the role of multinationals and their global supply chains was part of a session presented by global labor bodies and the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the United States. The delegates were told that the auditing bodies set up by corporations to police working conditions in garment supply chains have proven ineffective. Also ineffective is the process called CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility, because it is essentially a non-binding statement of intentions. Some of the auditing bodies are used by companies such as Apple. They include Social Accountability International, SAI, and the Fair Labor Association. Brian Finnegan is the Global Workers' Rights Coordinator for the AFL-CIO.
All of these auditing and certification systems work through corporate codes, codes of conduct, and they had their own history as well. There was a first generation, I think you could say, in the 70s that were negotiated with governments present, sometimes with unions present, and that took place at the ILO and at the OECD, and these were negotiated. And I think it was when people worried about multinationals being a threat to national sovereignty and having more power than governments. But in the 90s, under pressure, we started to see brands unilaterally define their own codes and attempt to audit themselves because a lot of problems and violations were pointed out in the supply chains. That's sort of the first generation, and the companies did most of it themselves. Then the companies were pointed out that they need some separation, so they hired traditional accounting firms to do the auditing. Like Price Waterhouse ended up being a big player in that. And then the next generation, which really started in the very end of the 90s, beginning of 2000, were these multi-stakeholder initiatives that were created, Social Accountability International and the Fair Labor Association, to much like a lot of sort of anti-union practices that we in the United States talk about, a lot of these models of auditing and certification or corporate social responsibility come from the United States. And we think that that's also a concern. So the Fair Labor Association origins in 93, and the U.S. government, because of concern about sweatshops, started something called the No Sweat Initiative in the Labor Department, later the Apparel Industry Partnership. The thing to point out here as far as we're concerned is labor was interested and present and in the negotiations for quite a while, trying to get some real contents, some binding agreements, something enforceable about safety, freedom of association, living wages. But no unions have ever been on the board of the Fair Labor Association because none of those things were allowed to be included. You had what became a much more soft sort of commitments to those things. The present governance has 18 members on the board, still no unions, and the only very small labor rights NGO actually left earlier this year after 4 years of trying to get some progress on some of these issues. Again, the financing comes, two-thirds of it from membership fees from major companies, especially when big companies like Nestle or Apple join, they pay a lot of money, and that's really what pays for a lot of this work. SAI is almost the same time it was created. It comes out of consumer interest in having corporate transparency, created in 97. And labor has been on the advisory board, has a couple times been on the board of directors, but ultimately there's no presence of labor on the board of directors.